Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Gabrielle's Trumpet by John Black, published by 18th Wall Productions in 2019. Today's book is all about music, resurrections, and jazz age America. Gabrielle Gibbs is a jazz trumpeter, wowing audiences in the hottest clubs in Harlem in 1929. But Gabrielle isn't like other trumpeters, and it's not just his musical prowess. Gabrielle was murdered in New Orleans 2 years earlier. Marcus Rhodes is a doctor and a member of the Boston Society for Psychical Research. He's called in by the research director of the society to conduct an investigation into Resurrection Gibbs. Marcus picks up and heads down to Mississippi to start his investigation in Gabrielle's hometown and the place where his body is buried at a crossroads, a town which is divided by race, religion, and superstition. Marcus meets with Gabrielle's family and learns of his conversion from religion to jazz. Meanwhile, he runs into an old enemy, a member of the rival American Society of Psychical Research, who's also investigating the strange case of Gabrielle. From Mississippi, Marcus moves on to New Orleans, where Gabrielle started his career and the place where he was murdered. Through his investigation, Marcus is drawn into the world of voodoo and the mysterious queens of the bayou, but fails to find any answers about Gabrielle. From there, he travels to New York, where the latest sightings of Gabrielle have been reported, and Marcus is introduced to the scene of the Harlem Renaissance, a vibrant world of art, music, and culture, but is still no closer to the truth about whether Gabrielle Gibbs has actually returned from the dead. Gabrielle's Trumpet is best described as historical fiction with a hint of the supernatural. Marcus is a straight-laced doctor looking for the truth, but unlike many of the others searching for Gabrielle, his search doesn't seem to have an agenda to serve. His quiet, mild-mannered nature allows him to slip into the confidences of the people in Gabrielle's life, well, most of them, but his unassuming middle-class Boston ways don't help him out much when he comes up against real thugs and violence. Gabrielle's Trumpet travels through so many different places and issues in the late 1920s America. In Mississippi, Marcus sees the race divide alive and well, where the Civil War is still within recent memory, where religion is a major force in people's lives, but superstitions still live on. In New Orleans, there's crime and corruption and a strange occult undercurrent, whereas in New York, there's a world of hope in Harlem, where the square Marcus gets an education in jazz and culture. All of this plus the tension between belief and skepticism, and the schism between the two psychical research societies. Many of the characters in the book are actually real historical figures, including the strange phenomenon researcher Charles Fort, Langston Hughes, and Zora Neale Hurston. And while it's rich in historical detail, the information flows along subtly in the background as the reader is swept up in the mystery of whether Gabrielle really has returned from the dead. So if you like Jazz Age America, researching mysterious phenomenon, music, historical fiction, and silver trumpets, I heartily recommend Gabrielle's Trumpet by John Black. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.